Good afternoon. I'd like to call the House Labor and Commerce Committee to order. Today is Monday, March 6th. Let the record reflect the time is 3:15 p.m. Today we have present Representative Sadler, Representative Prox, Representative Wright, Representative Carrick, Representative Fields, Vice Chair Ruffridge, and myself, Chair Sumner. The staff that will be assisting us today are Jordan Wright with House Records, Zachary Lawhorn with the LIO, and my staff, Clark Bickford, Committee Aide to House Labor and Commerce. On today's agenda, we have a bill hearing on HB 29 from Representative McCabe. We set an amendment deadline for this bill and received two amendments, one from Representative Carrick and one from Representative Sadler. We will discuss those now. Representative Carrick.
I move Amendment 1.
Discussion.
I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Thank you, through the chair. I'm offering Amendment Number 1 just to clarify that when we say political party in this bill language, we're giving the meaning that's in statute currently for Alaska's registered political party affiliations. The language in the original bill, my understanding from the sponsor at our first hearing, was just that this was model language that was offered and used in other states or other situations. And so I just want to clarify and make this relevant to our state and give the meaning of political party that we use for other circumstances.
Representative Sadler.
Well, through the chair, Representative Carrick, I'm just going to look real quick at 1518.010 to get the definition so I understand the distinction between political affiliation and political party, and wouldn't mind hearing what the sponsor's thoughts are on that amendment as well, Mr. Chair.
Does the sponsor have a comment?
Through the chair, for the record, Buddy Witt, staff to Representative McCabe. Before Representative Sadler reads that definition that's in the statute book in front of him, I would remind the representative that that statute book is not updated with a change that was made by a bill from Senator Wilkowski that changed the definition of political party. And I don't have it in front of me, but to summarize, basically, the change was that it would be an organized political group of 5,000 people or more, and that 5,000 number would be adjusted basically every 10 years with when census numbers had come in or something to that effect. And if I had a copy of it, I would read it into the record, but that statute was changed last year, and I'll let the bill sponsor take it from there as far as his thoughts on the amendment.
We also have Director of Insurance Lori Winghire online in case there are questions that she can shed light on. I don't know that this is necessarily germane to that, though. Representative McCabe.
Thanks. And through the chair, Representative Kevin McCabe, represented to District 30. So this is I consider this a friendly amendment. It's for the purposes of the bill. It just clarifies a little bit. Changes, I think, from political affiliation to political party. I was a little concerned initially with the 5,000 number, but it's fine. I don't have a problem with it.
So through the chair, Representative McCabe, so this still allows the original intent of using your language, political affiliation, to remain in effect in the bill. It just expands it to also include party or as an alternative.
Through the chair, I think that it takes the affiliation out and just makes it political party, if I'm not mistaken.
Through the chair, my intention is to have it remove political affiliation and substitute that for political party. If we need to take an at ease to double check that, I'm up.
Do a brief at ease. Back on the record.
Okay, so through the chair, the amendment says page 1, line 4, following political, insert party. And then following or insert political. So that would be political affiliation, right? It doesn't remove affiliation. And through the chair again, Representative McCabe, I'm good with either one. If there was somebody wanted to do a conceptual amendment to remove lines, um, So it would say, so it would say, line four would say discrimination based on political party or political expression. Was that your intent? I'm sorry.
So through the chair, I think what it would say with this amendment is discrimination based on political party affiliation or expression, since it's not deleting affiliation or expression. And just based on this, I would like to maybe offer a conceptual amendment to delete affiliation or expression so that the line would read discrimination based on political party, since that was my intent originally, was to limit the scope of this legislation to registered political party in Alaska, as opposed to someone's perhaps political leanings, you know, and I can explain that further if folks would like, but my intention is to have the amendment help to clarify this legislation to say we're not discriminating based on political party.
We will call that conceptual amendment one. Representative Carrick, do you move conceptual amendment one to amendment number one?
I do. I'll move conceptual amendment one.
I'll object to a conceptual amendment to amendment one just to clarify.
Representative Sadler?
The chair, Representative Carrick, it's your intent looking at amendment one to essentially delete page one, line 1 through 11, and instead have insert on page one, line four. I don't want to piece it together verbally, but you know what? Could I even ask you to distill this down to paper so we can kind of look at it or just make it real clear for the record what we're doing?
We'll take a brief at ease.
Yeah.
Record, Representative Carrick.
Thank you, through the chair. So this conceptual amendment number one, in page one, lines four, deletes the words affiliation or expression and replaces those with party.
Okay.
Objection, Representative Sadler?
My objection was to amendment one. We've heard conceptual amendment to amendment one or to the bill, if you can clarify through the chair, Representative Carrick.
We are on the conceptual amendment to amendment number one, Representative Sadler.
Okay, very good. So I will not object anymore to the, I don't object to conceptual amendment one, no.
Okay, seeing no objection, conceptual amendment one to amendment number one passes. We are on amendment number one.
Very good.
Representative Sadler, was there objection to amendment number one?
I will withdraw my objection to amendment one now that it's been amended by conceptual amendment one.
Okay, seeing no objection, amendment number one has passed as amended. Representative Sadler.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I move amendment number two.
Okay, seeing no objection, amendment number two has passed. I will open public testimony on House Bill 29. Please limit your testimony to 2 minutes. Is there anyone present in Juneau that would like to testify? Okay, seeing none. Is there anyone online? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. Mr. Vice Chair, what's the will of the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move House Bill number 29. Version A, also referred to as 33-LS0272/B. So that would be version B. Be advanced from committee with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal note as amended. I'll object.
Okay. Representative Fields, speak to your objection. Or?
Sure. Thanks. Yeah, I get concerned when we do things that might lend the impression that we are self-serving. And I think with some of the discussion of this bill of how it could potentially endanger umbrella coverage for other Alaskans and potentially have it cut off, we don't know that's going to happen. But I think the concern over that and the perception that we're doing this so that we can buy umbrella coverage or that other elected officials can buy umbrella coverage, I don't think that is worth it. So I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Other debate? No? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Representative Fields.
No.
Representative Frogs.
Yes.
Representative Ruffridge.
Yes.
Representative Sadler.
Yes.
Representative Wright.
Yes.
Representative Karen.
Yes.
And Chair Sumner.
Yes.
There are 6 yeas and 1 nay.
So with 6 yeas and 1 nay, House Bill 29 has advanced from committee. That concludes our business today. Seeing no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect the time is 3:27 p.m.